Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the second hour of approximately 18 that we'll be doing from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Although we're not the only show that we'll be broadcasting here. There are a number of other folks from LRN.FM will be in here, and we'll probably be talking to some of them, like Dale from FlamingFreedom.com. He's sitting in the audience right now, as are a number of folks that were actually in Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago when the epic civil disobedience, mass civil disobedience, probably one of the most epic mass civil disobediences I have seen. I would say it ranks right up there with the Keene 420 celebration, which really, you know, we hit over 130 people in little old Keene, New Hampshire, getting high in the park. So this was, I think, this was right up there with that. And Eddie Free is with us here tonight. He is the guy that put the most recent two of them together. Eddie, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you here. Now, as you mentioned, there were a number of folks that actually stayed behind. For those listeners that don't know, it was just a few weeks ago in Washington, D.C. at the Jefferson Memorial, where hundreds of people showed up to support your freedom to dance. And we're talking about a situation where these folks were dancing quietly. There wasn't any kind of overt music that was being played. There was nothing that anybody could point to say, aha, see, you're disturbing people. This is very loud. It's obnoxious. People don't like your musical choice. You know, whatever. That couldn't be said because all the music was in the ears of the participants. They had their own personal music devices. And one of those folks is here with us. I mean, Eddie, you were one of them, obviously. But Will Duffield is with us. Did I pronounce that correctly, Will?
You did.
And make sure you get right up on that microphone, right, nice and close. So you were one of the people that actually stayed behind, because this was the story that wasn't told. The police closed in after about 15 minutes of allowing people to dance without interference. Then they come in and they kind of form this police line, and they swoop in and they push people out like cattle. But there were a few folks that were in the background. There was a girl with a dress or something like that. I think our very own Meg McLean was one of them. And apparently you were one as well.
Yes, when the police were sort of doing their clockwork like sweep around the rotunda, I sort of stepped to the side next to one of the benches, and they walked past me, and then I was able to continue dancing behind them until they moved their ranks around to reform around just those who were left. But we were able to dance for quite some time after they had evicted everyone else and set up barriers to blockade most of the media out of the rotunda.
Now, where are you from, Will?
I'm from about 40 minutes north of Philadelphia.
Okay, so you made a bit of a trip.
I did.
Were you alone? Did you bring friends with?
It was just me.
Wow.
I had seen what had happened the previous week on YouTube and thought that, you know, what was going on was wrong, so I should go down and participate and do something about it.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, why couldn't you bring, or why didn't you bring someone else with you? Is it that you couldn't find anyone else to go with? That were they all too scared? Who else wouldn't? I mean, wouldn't your friends want to come along with you on this?
I just gotten out of school. I go to a boarding school.
I see.
So most people had scattered to the winds.
So that's it.
Yeah.
So you were like done with high school? Is that what you're saying?
Just finished high school.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense then. Because after high school, your friends in high school, you hardly ever see them again.
Especially when they live all around the world.
Yeah. All right, so you went all alone, which, by the way, is, I think, even more courageous on your part, because you must have expected there was a chance you were going to go and see the inside of a jail cell, right?
Yeah, I was, especially when we first started dancing and there were all of the police around, I was kind of expecting just to be swooped in on.
Was this your first time doing any kind of overt civil disobedience like this?
Somewhat. I had protested against the Church of Scientology before, but that was a protest with a permit, so any kind of civil disputes.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, somebody was talking about pulling a permit for some event in D.C. recently, and I'm hoping that those people that are considering that will reconsider it, because at that point, you're then begging them for permission to engage in what is supposedly a right to assemble.
All you need is the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
That's all you should need.
Right, and you supposedly have a right to assemble, a right to free speech.
Just our natural right as sentient beings gives us the right to move our body at whatever accelerated rate is outside of the norm, and the man in a robe is, you know, not going to dictate whether or not we can deviate from outside the norm.
Exactly right. And in fact, that was one of my favorite questions was, well, how do you define dancing? So if I'm tapping my toe, does that count as dancing? At what point does movement beyond standing still become dancing?
How fast do I have to tap my toe before it becomes tap dancing?
Right. Now, Will, did you have any interesting conversations with any bureaucrats while you were there?
Well, I did speak with the court liaison. He came over to speak to several of us who are still inside.
Now, what is a court liaison?
Someone who, honestly, I don't know a whole lot about what they do.
That's
something
what he
with
said,
the court.
Though, huh?
That's what he called himself.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what he gets paid to be. So
what was he there for? I mean, was he...
He was there to organize our arrests.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he explained to me, that if we continued dancing, we were going to be arrested, and he went through the process. And
now, when did he explain this to you? Was it after everyone else had been pushed out?
Yes, this was after everyone else had been pushed out, and he was only explaining that I would be arrested once there really wasn't any press coverage on us, and once the police had a good, maybe 10-to-1 ratio on us.
Uh-huh.
So
then he comes up, and is he kind of talking to everybody at once, or is he speaking directly to you?
It was sort of directly to me.
Hmm.
I believe he went on to some other people after that. But
so here's what's going to happen, kid. We're going to put you in handcuffs. We're going to take you down. What was the
I had my bag on. I was carrying a big backpack because I was, you know, didn't know where I was going to end up that night and all that.
Sure.
So I had that while I was dancing. And he was telling me that I was going to get that taken away as evidence until the court proceedings were done, which I saw as kind of a threat. I mean, you're threatening to take all of my stuff away for a matter of months as evidence of what? Dancing? A bag? I don't really understand.
So is that what you told him? You don't get it?
Yeah. I told him, and he told me, well, this is the law, sir. I don't see what the law is about dancing with a bag or dancing to begin with, but...
So then what happened with this guy? I mean, did he just kind of fade off
into
the distance?
Yeah, he stepped back. I kept dancing for a bit, and at one point I just decided, you know what I mean? Honestly, I've been dancing with a 30-pound pack for a while now.
Yeah,
about
it's a lot of
45
work.
Minutes. So I, started to walk out. Two policemen sort of approached me on either side. I threw my hands up as they approached me and walked out through their little two little rows there
the
they
corridor.
Had set up. Yeah, sort of like something cow would go through as we were leaving. But I did walk out, not in handcuffs and not when I was told to.
How did it feel for you? I mean, this is your first time doing anything like this, and clearly the crowd appreciates it. What was it like, I mean, doing something like this?
It felt really good, and it felt as though I was doing something good as well. I was exercising one of my rights as a citizen of the United States and trying to improve the country that I live in.
Do you feel like that other people should try this?
Definitely. Definitely.
Whenever they get the chance.
That, if you see something wrong that's going on, you should definitely speak up and take direct action against it, because that's sort of your duty as a citizen, is to help to make your country a better place, and that's what this is doing.
Well, your duty as a citizen is to be allied with the government and do what they tell you, but that requires them to have an obligation to protect you as well, and the government doesn't have an obligation to protect you, so therefore there's no duty as a citizen. You're not even a citizen. So, I mean, that's what they tell you over and over again, is that you're a citizen, but there's no actual evidence of this, besides the fact that people just keep saying it. And, you know, if you repeat the same lie over and over again, then people will start to believe that it's true. So really, you're just a free person, and that's what you did. You went and you acted like a free person, and free people don't just stand by when tyranny is on the rise. They take action, they do something, and in your case, you did, and really, thank you so much for doing that. Are you going back to the next one?
I definitely will be there.
That's awesome, and that's something I definitely want to talk about here. Eddie Free is still with us here, and thanks, Will, for coming on the show here tonight. Eddie, can you stick with us for a little bit?
You betcha.
All right, so let's talk about what's up next for Washington, D.C., because it's not over yet.
Never.
It's not good enough. I mean, the dance party was a huge success from all kinds of different perspectives, but we need to have another one where nobody's cracked down upon, period. And so maybe that will be the next one. Eddie will tell us more about that coming up here in a little bit. 800-259-9231 if you've got a question for Eddie Free, or bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. The number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If things sound a little bit different, that's because they're very different. We're not where we normally are. We're not in Keene, New Hampshire tonight. We're in Lancaster, New Hampshire, at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains. It is just not only an incredible location to be, but it's also a great place to be because you're around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. many of whom we're going to be hearing from on this very radio program here tonight and throughout the week, because we'll be broadcasting live all week long here on Free Talk Live. Still, we can take your calls, and still, it can be about anything. So 1-800-259-9231. Also, coming up, your chance to cruise with Free Talk Live's Mark, Wes Bertrand, and Stefan Molyneux. I swear, I've only had one beer today, and that was a long time ago. But Wes Bertrand is going to be there from Complete Liberty, and Stefan Molyneux from, of course, Free Domain Radio. Now, Stefan Molyneux is going to be here this weekend, as I understand it. I'm not sure what day he'll be arriving, but there is going to be, I believe he'll be speechifying at some point. Maybe he's going to be on a panel. I'm not sure about that, but I know for a fact he will be roasted. So the very first annual Liberty roast of some sort will be happening here, and Stefan Molyneux will be the roastie, the target, perhaps?
Yeah.
Anyway, Eddie Free is here with us. Also, TSA George on the third mic.
What's up?
Nice to have you on. And so we're talking about the, by the way, cruise.freetalklive.com is where you can go to learn more about the cruise. It's coming up in November. Again, there's going to be all kinds of stuff going on the cruise ship, like cruise ship things like, you know, snorkeling and stuff like that. If you've ever been on a cruise, you know what to expect. Plenty of drinking. That's inevitable.
And debauchery.
Oh, yeah. You are really good with that microphone. Let me say, George, I'm going to turn you down there. Most people. Well, most guests are not very good with a microphone, but George is.
Yep.
So, cruise.freetalklive.com, go and get registered for that. Now, we've been talking about D.C. and the D.C. dance party, and TSA George, of course, you are based in D.C.
Yes, I am. This is like my first civil disobedience slash protest, whatever, since junior high.
Now, you were really putting it on the line, too, because you work for the government.
Yeah,
but
I know.
If you would have been arrested, what would have happened to you?
Unemployment line.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Do you think you could have somehow been arrested without them finding out, like the TSA would? I mean, they are a bureaucracy, right? What are the chances they just might not have any idea that you've been arrested?
Well, the thing of it is, you know, they got like all my stuff in their federal database, and once they run that, you know, they will tell my agency, oh, look, we just arrested one of your screeners here.
So you have to use a different name.
Like I just use my Facebook name, George Cartman.
So we're here with Eddie Free. He is the organizer, one of the current people putting together these dance parties. And it's been just a succession of continued, I think, wins for the Liberty lovers. I mean, even when the state people aggress against you, it's still a win, because as long as you remain peaceful, then they look really bad.
Exactly. We expose the violence that is the state. So,
right. Well, they expose themselves.
They expose themselves. So if we dance and they stand down, it's a victory. If we dance and they aggress, it's still a victory, because we're able to show the world, the country, and everyone that that the state is a violent entity that aggresses against peaceful people every day, whether they're growing their own medicine, such as cannabis, or peaceably dancing. And we're exposing that, Ian.
And my presence there pretty much says that, hey, if someone who actually works for the federal government willing to put their career on the line over this right there, it adds validation to the cause, you know, that it's, you know, they've really gone too far.
They're really out of control. There's no doubt about that. Now, it's not over, though, because last time was a huge success. You had hundreds of people show up, dozens upon dozens of people dance, which is up from the five people that danced the very first time. And what are you expecting on July 4th? What is happening on July 4th, Independence Day, as it should be known?
That's right. It is Independence Day, our independence from the state. So we're going to celebrate our independence from the state. We're thinking 6 o'clock. You know, we don't necessarily even have to dance. The fact that known dancers will be there will bring out the horses and the motorcycles and the machine guns. And there's going to be a ton of tourists there. And we're going to act like free people. We're going to go and celebrate our independence from the state. And the way I figure is we're going to celebrate. And if they aggress, Then Meg had a great idea. We're going to do a vigil, a candlelight vigil. If they don't aggress, then we're just going to celebrate and enjoy the fireworks, Ian. That's what we're going to do.
So maybe dancing, maybe not.
We're dancing.
There is dancing.
We're going to dance. If there's only one person dancing, it'll be me. So
awesome.
And I'm sure a couple people will follow. That's for damn sure.
And I hope it'll be even bigger this time.
Yeah, and more people will notice that all those guards, guys with the guns, you know, pretty much ready to take down innocent dancers on the 4th of July, on America's birthday.
It's an ideal form of civil disobedience. I mean, you really can't ask for much more than that. Eddie Free.
An ideal day, the day, too, is
great
definitely significant.
And aren't you changing the name? Isn't it now Independance?
It's Independance.
Like yeah.
So,
man.
So, guys, I'll see y'all there.
All right, cool. Thanks, Eddie Free from, by the way, JeffersonDanceParty.info, still the website to go to for information?
Correct, and Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund has links.
That's right, CDEvolution.org. Thanks, Eddie Free, for coming in here this evening. I know there's a lot more Porkfest excitement going on beyond this studio, so he's on his way out there. But taking his place is our very own Meg McLean, who it's, Meg, nice to have you back here in New Hampshire.
Hey.
You've been kind of out and about taking care of things around the country here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you're back for Porkfest.
Of course I'm back for Porkfest. Why would I ever miss Porkfest?
So good to have you here. And I just learned from Eddie last night the secret of the most recent dance party, which was that you and some others were actually still dancing even after people were moved out.
Oh, yeah. Like there was a lot of flack to the dance party that it wasn't a success because people were pushed out by the cops and it was shut down and whatnot. But there was a few of us that actually stayed in there. I had my headphones in the whole time, so I couldn't hear them telling us to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell, you even got on the Washington Post.
Yeah, and at one point, the SWAT teams created, like, some separation and started doing their clockwise, counterclockwise push of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stationed myself right in front of one of the SWAT guys, and I was like, I'm not moving because I know that'll let him gain ground.
Was that the one that was you in the photo? It was, like,
yeah,
an AP photo or something
like
that?
Yeah, big black guy. In
yeah,
SWAT
he had the
post.
Stone face on and the black sunglasses.
So at one point while they're doing their push, he starts pushing on my back, and I turned around and just said to him,
oh,
like,
my.
I was like, you can look but don't touch. Same as strip club rules, you know? And then I just stayed there, and it wasn't until I finally really, really had to go to the bathroom that I decided, you know what, I've proven my point, I can leave now. And
the ultimate weapon against the activists, your bladder.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same when you and I were arrested in King Central, like,
right,
the only thing I was thinking the whole time is, I have to pee so bad, oh my gosh.
I think we just come out from Social Sundays, which is a fairly alcohol-heavy event.
Oh, I happened to be in the park that day, but I had been awake because I had been working with a friend overnight, and so I was awake for about 40 hours at that point.
So it's true, then. You and the rest of these folks stayed behind. You left on your own accord, and those cops didn't do one thing to
you. They did not do anything.
It's incredible.
Nope. Even I got to dance the Russian high kick thing.
George, thanks for coming in the show tonight. I appreciate it. Meg, you want to stick around for a little bit?
Sure.
All right, more here in a moment, and we'll take your calls as well. 800-259-9231. We're live from Porkfest 2011, the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
In the past 2 months, over 2,000 natural disasters have been recorded. With the ongoing economic crash, millions of Americans can't afford food. Also, because of the exploding price of fuel, many farmers can't afford to plant their crops. We must take control of our greatest dependency, food. Folks, you can trust eFoods Direct, the 28-year veteran of long-term storable foods, and they're here to help. For a limited time, when you place your order for a 3-week supply of the best storable food on the planet, you will receive the fourth week absolutely free. You will save $75 and receive a full month's supply for less than $8 a day. This offer ends on June 22nd, so act now and buy three to get the fourth one free from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or go online to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2233. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. We're here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011 edition. Stepping into the studio here is our very own Dale, who normally joins us throughout the show on Monday nights, and he's been very patiently sitting and watching as all these other folks have been in here talking. Dale, welcome back.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's always good to have you, and of course, you are the host of Prometheus Unchained, and you're actually going to be producing Prometheus Unchained from this campground this weekend.
Right. I did announce on the last show that we were going to try to do that, and it came together, so I'm really happy about that. We're going to be here Saturday.
Presuming the technical side of things works, which we haven't really. We'll find out tomorrow because Ernie Hancock's going to be here doing Declare Your Independence, and he has to use the same setup as you do.
That's so wonderful. There's plenty of time to fix it. Exactly. It doesn't work.
So flamingfreedom.com is where you can go to learn more about Dale, but Meg's still here with us as well. And, Meg, you said you're going to be actually going back. You're not staying in New Hampshire after Porkfest. That's not because you're leaving New Hampshire.
Oh, no,
good.
No, not at all.
Why are you going back out to evil place?
I'm headed back down south for a little while, and I'm going to the July 4th Thomas Jefferson because, it was so fun the first time. I have to do it again, and I really just love being out there and meeting new people. And, people really come to me now and ask how to do activism, and it's exciting to share the things that I've learned in New Hampshire with them.
Hang out with the troops.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you feel like you've really been an inspiration for people then?
Well, it's not so much inspiring people as it is teaching them, because, like, when we were at the Jefferson Dance Party, the reason that I stayed behind, that I wasn't kicked out, was because I know how to do activism. I know that when the cops start pushing people, that's when you stake your ground and you say, you know, no further than this. And so everybody else was just listening on, and I was just standing my ground, and I got to teach people that out there.
Well, and that is the right way to approach things, but sometimes it's not always easy. I mean,
not at all.
Not everybody's ready to go that far, and that's okay. Everybody's got their limit. Everybody has their comfort zone, and it's important to step out of your comfort zone, but you don't have to jump into the deep end of the pool, so to speak. You don't have to go all in civil disobedience. You can just kind of take it easy and try saying no here and there, and try, you know, do a little non-cooperation, and then maybe eventually you'll be ready to do some civil disobedience at some point. And it certainly helps when there are other people around.
Yeah,
not
definitely.
Not just to lessen the risk factor, but to also kind of show you the way.
Yeah.
And that's what you're talking about, where you've been here before. I mean, not in that particular location, but you've been faced with the stone-faced cops. And the first time you're doing that, it can be pretty intimidating.
Yeah, it's scary. Like, the very first time I ever, you know, stood up to a quote-unquote authority figure and, you know, told them I'm not going to do exactly as they say, or I'm at least going to question it, it was scary. But over time, like, when I got to the point where I was at the Jefferson Dance Party, everybody else was leaving, I had these big SWAT guys with guns. I wasn't afraid of them at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, the worst they can do is, what, tackle me and take me to jail? Oh, well. You know, it's not scary anymore.
Well, and yeah, I mean, if you come into it with that attitude of, well, I know what the worst is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the worst case is they're going to put a bullet in my head, and that's going to be the end of that. And if you can come into it with the accepting of you're likely going to go to a cage, that's probably the more likely outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And since you're a girl, they're probably not going to do too much that's going to hurt you very much. You guys tend to get the easy road.
Yeah, I'm finding that out more and more and using it to my advantage.
You might as well. And so you're there and you're inspiring people and you're showing them, the way and how this can be done. And it makes such a big difference in people's lives. Even if they don't ever say anything to you, Meg, I'm sure there are people that are out there listening and watching and seeing what you do and saying, wow, well, if Meg can do that, or if Dale or Ian or any of these guys can do that, then maybe so can I. But getting together with other people certainly helps.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that you mentioned how you keep coming back. I think you mentioned this. But anyway, if you keep coming back, and that's what you are doing in D.C., you're going to be going back again, then you just keep winning. And they tend to keep backing down over time as well. They try to make themselves look all tough and intimidating, and they'll make a few arrests, which is what they did with the 420 celebrations in Keene.
Yeah.
They made a few arrests in the very beginning. That created the blowback of 50 activists going to the Keene Police Department.
Smoking out the freaking lobby of the police
station.
I mean, how often do you see a lobby of a cop shop? Just, a cloud weed smoke. That was great.
That was the beginning of the end of the harassment of the 420s.
Yeah, well, that was the apex of the event.
Yeah, that was at that point, they really pulled back and stopped harassing people.
That's right.
Arresting a guy for smoking mint. That was great.
That happened that same day as well, yeah. And it's examples like that that really help people. But it's easy to get hundreds of people to D.C., right? I mean, relatively.
Oh,
in the scheme of things, D.C.'s got that profile.
And they have a sense of boundaries now. They realize now they know that these people danced for 45 minutes and didn't get arrested. And so I think more people will feel a little bit more emboldened and feel like they have a sense of boundaries of how far they can go without necessarily being in a high likelihood of getting arrested. And I like to point out that, you know, I don't really take on the role of doing civil disobedience myself very much. I think I've said the closest I've come to civil disobedience is not standing for judges, which, but that's part of my faith and stuff as well. So, but I do try to support people who are doing it, and I'm always, sort of on the defending the ideas of it and the principles of it in the media. And I think that other people should realize that if you don't want to do it, or if you don't want to do it now, There's so many things you can do to support other people who are doing it. You can show up for them in court, be moral support for them. You can make sure that you keep in touch with them if they do go to jail and things
support
like that.
Support the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. And you can get on a monthly subscription there for $5 or $10 a month. And actually, that allows CD Evolution to do some of the supporting things that maybe be more difficult for you to do, like, you know, take care of somebody's dog when they're in jail or something like that. I mean, there's some real good ideas that the CD Evolution Fund has talked about, but there's only so much we can do because it's still pretty early on in the still relatively early in the existence of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. But one of the other things you can do for yourself and for others who support who do civil disobedience is to come to New Hampshire and get up here and join the movement of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, because finding people to come and support you in court where you live is going to be a real trick.
Yeah, it's near impossible. Plus, I mean, so many courtrooms around the nation, we've been able to concentrate up here and really push the cameras thing. And I know there's a lot of courts around this nation that do not allow cameras at all.
Period.
You can't even get, like, your own camera in to be, you know, your spotter if you don't have any people.
People are already forgetting how much work that was and how it's pretty trivial now to get a camera into a courtroom and record things. And it was a battle. It was quite a battle to try and do that. And we had people getting arrested over it. And people were saying, well, this isn't accomplishing anything. And I'm like, your memory is very short if you feel that way.
Well, one thing where the activists in New Hampshire lost, and maybe it's only a temporary loss, was the jail. Now, Dale, you and I were arrested in this case. Meg, for some reason, they came along and gave you a no trespass order.
It was for a Facebook message I sent the superintendent of the jail, just asking him to release you guys because he was listed as a owner or whatever, and it was private property. So since he happened to be my Facebook friend, I wrote him a message.
He's your Facebook friend?
Not anymore.
He will not take my request.
I think it should be said, too. That it should be said, too, that that wasn't civil disobedience. We were doing I called it a morale event.
Uh-huh.
You know, so for me, it wasn't even a protest. It was described as a protest.
Right. But we were just out at the jail to find our friend and wave to him and make him feel good. And we were waving at the other prisoners at the same time, and they were smiling.
It's something we've done in many other jails, and they decided to make it different this time. And they had the guy who was nicknamed Mumbles come out and tell us to leave.
Right.
Okay, arrest them. They won't leave. that's essentially how it went down. And literally people are scattered all over the place. You have this guy standing just, 30 feet outside from the front doors with people all over and saying, you got to go.
The big change had been that we had gone to other jails and we had done similar things in the past. And this was their crackdown, but there was never a response. And this is one of those things where it's hard to get hundreds of people out for civil disobedience in New Hampshire because we don't have thousands of movers yet. We only have hundreds of movers. So we need, 10 times the movers here for the Free State Project. We'll talk more about it coming up. You can take control as well. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. As we broadcast live from this, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2011 edition. You know, we haven't even had a chance to talk about what's going on at Porkfest. That's because I have no idea. I haven't had a chance to take a look at the schedule yet, but maybe the two of you have. Dale and Meg are here tonight, co-hosts. Regular co-hosts on Free Talk Live, also here at Porkfest. I think almost all of our co-hosts will be out here this particular weekend. And Dale's pointing at something.
The schedule.
The schedule, right?
I haven't actually
looked
at it.
You don't know either. You have no idea. All right. Does anybody know what's happening?
I've seen a couple things, but I just kind of plan to wander and happen upon wonderfulness.
It will happen.
Yeah.
I know I'm actually scheduled on two events where I have to be like a speaker on those.
Yeah, you should find those.
Yeah, they are in my computer. So
I know there's going to be a civil disobedience panel at some point. I know Eddie Free is going to be on that. John Kurtz from Orlando, who has been just instrumental in helping out with the folks that have been arrested down there. Over 20 people arrested for feeding the hungry.
I have wanted to go down and join in that as well because that's
epic.
That just seems ridiculous.
Well, it's even extra ridiculous. It's happening in front of a statue of Gandhi, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is the icing on the cake.
I've seen the pictures of the people being arrested with the statue in the background,
right.
And I'm just like, oh, man.
Under the watchful gaze.
Yeah.
On just Gandhi.
It's amazing to me, the people who are going to use the excuse they were just following orders or whatever, and they don't see that and go, you know, wow, this is me doing this. You know, it just blows my mind.
I know. I every time I've been in a situation, like especially my TSA situation, I kept asking people, you know, what's the order that you'll be given that you will say, you know what, no, that goes too far. Nobody would ever give me an answer. Nobody has yet to give me an answer that's a bureaucrat. Like, what's the order that you would say no to? They just can't say it.
It's better to ask them specific ones. Like, I know there are some, there have been police officers, for instance, who have called into Free Talk Live and on issues of, like, gun control and things like that, and have said that they are a big proponents of gun rights. And so, and I think, Ian, you've asked them, well, if the order comes to confiscate guns, are you going to do it? Are you going to follow the order? And I think you've had at least one person say, no, I won't do it.
Well, I think it's been more than one, actually. But in that case, it's easier to get an answer out of somebody, because then you're just dealing with a caller on a radio show.
Well, they're it's also a very extreme. I mean, when you say confiscate guns, you're saying everybody. But when you narrow people down like the government does, like, you're going to confiscate guns from these people that we see as dangerous. So the ex-criminals, the, you know, protesters, the, you know, sovereign citizens, everything like that. They're okay with that when you marginalize people. So you just have to figure out a way to marginalize everybody, and then you take away everybody's guns.
But at the same time, it's easier for them to answer the question because they're an anonymous person calling the radio show, whereas if you were to talk to an actual bureaucrat in person or call a specific bureaucrat
on the record,
at that point, they're less likely to say anything about their personal opinion because they can just pass it off. Well, I can't answer those questions. We actually had that happen today. Speaking, I meant to mention this. Speaking of the Orlando situation, there was a call flood this morning that started at 9 in the morning. There are people in the audience who apparently participated in this. And people were instructed, suggested by the folks down in Orlando to contact the mayor's office down there and to let them know how you feel about the fact that that they are sending people to jail. They're arresting, they've arrested 21 people thus far as of yesterday. There may have been more arrests today because it happens every Monday and Wednesday. And so to call up the mayor's office and let them know what you think. And so on the way up here, I'd come down, I'd come up here in MARV, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle from libertyoncore.com. And I don't know if you were in MARV last year. I think you might have been.
I was following MARV. We had stuff in MARV,
right. So MARV was a good time to come up in MARV. There are a lot of people in there, and we're just enjoying ourselves. And at one point, I saw the this Facebook update, because I was catching up on like 100 Facebook messages, and I saw this update about this call thing. So I said, well, let's give them a call. I mean, we got a MARV load of people here. Let's let's give them a ring up and tell them how we feel. So I called up, and the woman that answers the phone immediately informs me, we're logging these calls. Like, oh, congratulations.
Good for you.
You can log calls. That's great. Now, I'd like to talk with the spokesperson for the mayor, please, because I kind of will come. I can come at it from the perspective of, well, you know, I have this national radio show, and I'd like to ask you some questions about why you're doing this to people. Mm-hmm. Of course, she didn't answer her phone, so I left that message. And funny thing, I haven't heard back from her. I guess they're not interested in media attention. So, but then somebody else in MARV took the phone and called. So they're all calling with my phone. And the woman, and by the I think it was Pete who called next from Liberty on Tour, and then Bo from Liberty on Tour also called. And when Bo called up, she insisted that he was the same person who had been calling, and that he needed to stop calling because this is harassment.
Well, when you don't get an answer to your question, usually you can't be considered harassing. Like, if I was to call a pizza place and say, hey, I'm ordering a pizza, can you deliver it in a half an hour, and they hang up on me? If I call them back over and over saying, hey, I want my pizza, can you send my pizza? Will you give me a confirmation on that?
Well, in that case, at least you hadn't paid for the pizza yet. In this case, we paid for these government bureaucrats. And they claim it's harassing when too many people call them and ask questions or tell them their opinion, then that's harassment. So at that point, Kate, who's a young lady that lives in the Keene area, she's a Keene native, she was in MARV, and so she took the phone. Considering they claimed that Pete and Bo and myself were all the same person who was calling in, even though Bo insisted that, you know, we're actually different people and we're all talking in the background, so should have seemed pretty clear that there were different people there. So just to make sure it was clear for her that there were different people calling from the same phone number, because she just had the same phone number keep coming up. And so Kate calls up, and that conversation didn't last very long. She pretty much hung up on Kate after claiming that we were harassing her. So that was the end of that. I don't know where you can get the number for the mayor over in Orlando, but I believe if you were to go to OrlandoCopWatch.com, there's probably a link to somebody's Facebook profile.
So expecting answers from our so-called public servants is harassment, apparently.
Yep. That's pretty much it. So that was my experience with the Orlando mayors today.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same experience whenever you call flood anything, which those call floods, they do work, so participate in them.
Yeah, please.
But after,
it takes you a minute or two.
Yeah, but after about, you know, 20 calls or so, instantly the bureaucrats involved are just like, I can't handle this. People are asking me to do my job, be accountable, stuff like that. They just can't do it anymore, so they usually shut down the calls, or they send it straight to voicemail or something like that.
I've got the number here. The number for the mayor's office in Orlando, if you would like to give them a call. As I understand it, the call flood is scheduled for all week long. So if you didn't get to call them today, obviously it's, you know, late, it's nighttime here, so they're closed. But call them during business hours tomorrow, and you can call them up at 407-246-2221. That's the Orlando mayor's office, 407-246-2221. 2221. Now they're going to try to scare you by telling you that they're logging the calls, and you know, don't let them scare you away.
Just say I'm recording this too. Good.
Yes, absolutely.
Like you're breaking a law by calling in asking them questions about, you know.
I think that's the intention. They want you to believe that. You know,
I know. I'm just saying it's such an absurd scare tactic. It's so.
It's desperate.
It really is. Yeah.
And it really is. It shows that there are people calling. It's not just folks in Orlando, people from all around the country. And this is one of the ways that activists can get together and help each other out, even if they aren't in the same area. We've seen that this call flood technique really is a success.
It works. I mean, we got a guy out of a jail cell one night just by calling. Bunch of people calling.
That's not exaggeration. I mean, you're not only making it so the bureaucrats actually have to keep checking the phone and keep taking calls, but also you're filling out voicemail boxes as well.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's also, there's got to be some sense of pressure just from realizing that the public is definitely watching, that lots of people are paying attention to what you do when normally everything seems to just happen under the table.
That's right.
All the dirty gets swept under the rug.
So true, because normally when somebody gets arrested, that's it.
Yeah.
There's maybe mom or girlfriend or boyfriend, you know, the significant other out there.
Whom they can be very dismissive of.
Right.
You know. Yeah, because as soon as you cuss on the phone, they can just say you're out of line and hang up on you. And usually the closest family member or whatever is going to be the one to be panicky and upset calling in. So it's easy to dismiss that person as just upset. But when you have 100 people calling in very calm, rationally saying, what are you doing?
They're working very hard to keep those people afraid and walking on eggshells because they are in such a tenuous position with their loved ones that it's easy to manipulate those people.
Yeah.
You know, they're kissing butt, you know, and walking on eggshells. They're really worried about their loved one who's in jail. So.
But one thing that can make a difference, a real difference, is physical presence. And the phone presence helps. It definitely does. But having people in real life coming out and doing a protest or some sort of a demonstration out front of a bureaucrat's office or in the office of the bureaucrat. I mean, as you mentioned, the people actually smoking out at the police station after they arrested somebody. They wouldn't have smoked out at the police station had they never made an arrest.
Yeah, it wouldn't have happened.
Right. So that was the blowback. That's the peaceful blowback that happens in the case of messing with the liberty activists.
Literal blowback.
Yeah. Dale, thanks. You're welcome to stay. Both of you guys are welcome to hang out here. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. We've always got other interesting folks to talk to here. So we're always winging it here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Porkfest 2011. More coming up. Hour 3 is next. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.